You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Plenty of enhanced odds markets here as well, including Angel Di Maria to score in a PSG win. That was 12-5. That's now 7-2 if you're leaning towards the home side. Olivier Giroud to score in an Arsenal win. That was 11-2. That's now out to 7-1. Giroud obviously returning to his native France. There's plenty of others on there as well. In fact, we've got eight different enhanced odds market, so do check those out. In terms of the game, Dave, I think this is quite hard to call. Paris PSG had not really the best of starts for themselves in Ligue 1. They sit seventh in the table. They're coming into this off the back of a defeat against Monaco two games ago, and then they only drew with Saint-Étienne last time out. Arsenal kind of the opposite way around. They had a really slow start to the season, terrible start to the season, but they're picking up a little bit now, beat Watford and narrowly got the better of Southampton at the weekend as well. So how do you see this panning out?
There was slightly fortunate in that game against Southampton, weren't they, as well, because I'm not convinced that was a penalty with Lauren Koscielny in an offside position as well. So I think at the start of the season, if you'd have said to me at the start of the season who's going to win this game, I'd have been all over PSG to win it. Actually spent half the morning trying to work out the exact pronunciation of their ground, whether it was Parc des Princes, Parc des Princes, or as Adam Kinghorn, one of our video editors, said, Parc des Princes, which I knew it wasn't that. But yeah, I think if you'd have said at the beginning of the season who's going to win this game, I would have said PSG. But with Laurent Blanc leaving and Unai Emery coming in, it's taken him a little bit of a while to sort of integrate those new signings into the first team. I think in that 1-1 draw with Saint-Étienne, that was the first time his three new signings had all featured in the starting lineup. And they have got an unbelievable record in European competition at home, PSG. They've only lost one of their last 39 home games in Europe. And that loss came against Barcelona back in 2015 as well. So if you're looking at that start, you're thinking PSG are going to at least pick up a point in this game. But Arsenal are unbeaten in their last 12 away games against French clubs in Europe as well. They've won eight and drawn four of those. They've won the last seven against French teams in Europe away from home. But Unai Emery was clearly brought in for Laurent Blanc because of his failure to produce a Champions League winning side. So Emery, having won the Europa League with Sevilla the last 3 years, they brought him in hoping to replicate that in the Champions League. This match troubles me slightly. It does trouble me. I can see both teams scoring. I think that's definitely the best bet in this match. Arsenal have scored in their last seven away matches in the competition. And although I mentioned PSG's record at home, which is fantastic, they do concede. They've only kept five clean sheets in their last 15 at home in the Champions League. Conceded three against Monaco. Conceded one against Saint-Étienne at home on Friday as well. Unai Emery is just not sure of his starting lineup yet. He's not got that first 11 bedded down. So I actually favour Arsenal at the prices at 100-30 if you were putting a gun to my head and asking me to pull the trigger on each of the, I wouldn't obviously do that, but asking me to pull the trigger on any of the outright markets, I'd be with Arsenal at 100-30. But I do like both teams to score in the game. If you're saying you've got to have one bet on the match, it's yes, both teams to score, and that's a 4-6 shot, so it is short. But that's what I like here.
What about putting the two together, Arsenal to win and both teams to score, 11-2.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that if you're looking for an outside shot, I suppose, here. You'd think Alexis Sanchez, who came on at the weekend, is going to start in that game, and he is pivotal in this this Arsenal side. He's 14-5 to score any time, 9-1 to score first and last, so you could look at that. The problem PSG have got is Hatem Ben Arfa came in for Edinson Cavani at the weekend. Jesse Rodriguez started, Lucas Moura started, but he's not got that starting 11 nailed down. David Luiz has left, Zlatan Ibrahimovic has left, and those, Ibrahimovic in particular, is a huge loss, and that's hurt them in the early part of the season. I think he'll get it together, Unai Emery, because he's a terrific manager. And we'll also, I think, see the best of Shkodran Mustafi and Lucas Perez, who were reportedly a little bit undercooked for that weekend match against Southampton. They're coming back to match fitness. So Arsenal may be to shade this, despite PSG's amazing record at home in Europe. But I like both teams to score at 4-6.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.